Dallin, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We almost already had a fracas in here because Aaron's a big hockey fan as well. I don't know if anybody's as big a hockey fan as you, but he already threw some slander at you about the Penguins.
Fine, as long as you don't talk about the Penguins this morning.
And I was thinking to myself, oh, Aaron.
Well, like I kind of said to you during the break, I don't have a whole lot of ammo to work with being a Chicagoan here. We're in dead last in the entire NHL. But you know what? That's okay, because secretly I'm still living in the early 2010s, so I am unaffected.
So, Dallin, as we get things rolling here in the NHL, let's pretend you are the commissioner. Let's pretend you are the commissioner. I am a fan. I am a reporter. And I am saying, tell us about the state of the NHL right now and maybe some things that you like that are going on overall or things that you don't, and maybe the specifically of this season. What are give me some of your main thoughts.
You know, the season's going really well right now. The state of the NHL, it's growing in popularity. We're getting a larger fan base. We're getting younger fans. We're retaining our older fans with a lot of events that are going on. We have a lot of tradition in the NHL, something like the Winter Classic that was held earlier this week on the 2nd. I mean, that's always a big following. Just with the tradition and everything that's going on, I think it's great, growing in popularity. We're starting to see it more mainstream on television, whereas, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, good luck finding a hockey game on network television if you weren't paying for the NHL package. Now you're getting a lot more of those games.
Especially on ESPN, which is probably helping quite a bit.
Yes, yes. That's been a big move last year, going to ESPN, being able to watch those games on that.
Yeah, and a big part of it is now, obviously, it's on ESPN Plus, which is $9.99 a month. You can get whatever game instead of, like you said, you know, before that you had to buy the NHL package for whatever it was. It was like $67.99 or something.
It was expensive.
A month.
Yep.
And then, as it turns out, right in time for it to be nice, cheap, affordable, my Blackhawks are unwatchable, so what was the point? You mentioned the Winter Classic. Your Penguins obviously played in it. There was a goalie goal in that one.
There was.
Lots of fun stuff happening in the NHL. I got to know your thoughts, though. As a big old devout Pittsburgh Penguins fan, does the hockey fan in you or the Penguins fan in you take over watching Alex Ovechkin climbing closer and closer to passing Wayne Gretzky here? Are you rooting for, or are you bitterly rooting against it? I got
to
know.
And Dallin, before we get to, let's just have you put that mic just a little bit more in front of your mouth there. There we go. So, because we want to hear this.
You know, that's a tough question. In my family, we call Ovechkin oven chicken. It's a lot easier for the kids to pronounce when they're younger. I think it's great that, you know, he's climbing in the points. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's already getting so close to Wayne Gretzky, the great. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it's awesome to see him getting there. I don't have a problem with it at all.
He's a better fan than I.
Dallin, what are some things that you feel like the game can improve on? Because let's you and I have had this conversation before. I mean, football is America's sport now. People still talk about baseball being America's pastime, which is fine. It still has its place, but let's be honest, we're a football country now. But there's a lot of elements to hockey that seem to me it should be even more popular than it is. We've got the collisions and the violence of football. You got the speed of the skating. You've got just... I saw a guy flip the goal in, what, was it yesterday, 2 days ago? He had the stick back between his legs and flipped it behind him like a tail into the goal. And I was just like, how do you do that? Anyway, but the skill level's off the charts. What do you feel like can happen to continue to grow and maybe, you know, even challenge some of these other sports that maybe have, at least right now on paper, have a few more fans?
That's a tough question. First of all, hockey is—it's a tough sport to watch. If you're just coming into it, turning it on the TV, and you're going to watch it, it's hard to follow that puck. You see players, you know, chasing each other around, and you're like, all right, where's the puck? After you've watched, you know, a year of hockey, it's a lot easier to kind of predict where the puck's going to go, watch it. It is a tough game to follow, but it's a simple game. A lot of people get confused by the rules, and I think that's kind of a hard thing to come into. It's not like, you know, football and basketball where you have, you know, basketball you have fouls, you know, hockey you have penalties. There's just some difference. I think they're doing a great job marketing-wise, and that's pulling more people into it. I think that's always been a struggle for the NHL is marketing, trying to get fans, you know, coming back and watching the games. But they've made changes over the years, like the overtime. They switched to a 3-on-3 overtime, which is a lot faster paced. That was a big change they made a few years ago, and I think that made it a little more enjoyable to watch, especially, you know, regular season.
I love to interject here. You guys talked about this Winter Classic.
Mm-hmm.
As a very casual fan compared to you two, that thing is neat.
It is.
Because obviously, you know, a lot of these guys grow up playing outdoor on ponds and things like that. And so it's just, I don't know, there's something very right about it to be played outside. I as a casual fan, I would like more of that.
They did that a couple of years ago. They had the stadium series,
right?
Mm-hmm. Where they were going around to different football stadiums, you know, outdoor stadiums, baseball stadiums, and playing a stadium series. That lasted for a couple of years. I don't think that took off the way they wanted it to. Bring it back. I loved it.
Yeah, I remember the Blackhawks hosted one at Soldier Field, but part of the problem was they tried to play that in a football stadium instead of a baseball stadium, which then they're like, oh. Yeah. Well, crap, now we got to fill not just the 100,000 seats, but also we got all this floor room here that's all awkward. They didn't really seat it well. I feel like they've really got their footing with that aspect of the marketing now. I remember that game was very awkward because they forgot to fill out all the floor seating. I believe we were playing Washington, I want to say. Uh-huh. And so there was just this dead space where there were no fans.
Yep.
And the first row of fans, like, you paid for the expensive seats and you still had to take out the binoculars because you're like 100 yards away from any of the action. You're going, why did they do this?
Hey, you're outside, though.
Yep.
I'd like to know your thoughts on this, though, that a big thing that's often blamed for the NHL not taking off the way the NBA, baseball, football has is just the sheer amount of... Naturally speaking, a lot of people will get more into sports that they have played, that they have experience in. And hockey is just so ridiculously expensive to get into at a youth level. What do you suppose the impact is, in your opinion, of just not having a strong youth program because it's just expensive?
That is very true. It is expensive. You got to buy a lot of equipment to start playing hockey. Not only that, but you also have to maintain a hockey rink, which is not cheap. We got an ice skating rink here in town, you know, you got to keep that ice prepped and you got to keep it smooth and you got to have room to play and you got to get goalie nets out there and maintain your skates.
Mm-hmm.
It is expensive, but it's a fun sport for youth to play. I wish we had something a little more along the lines of a hockey youth sports league here. Mm-hmm. In the Valley. I mean, we have snow. How long?
we were talking about this on the way home last night. We have retired meteorologist Jack Hales, who lives in the area and keeps us up to date on the precipitation levels and different trends and things like that. And we were just saying that latest report, there was snow accumulation in 9 of the 12 months this last year. So it was. I've often had that thought growing up in Western Wyoming because, you know, we're broadcasting down to Cameron and Lyman and Mountain View and Farson Eden. I mean, let's be honest, that's a darn cold place too. Places like that. Yeah, I've always wondered. I'm like, why didn't we grow up with a little more hockey? But I guess, yeah, like you said, it's not like you can just put up a basketball standard and then say, here you go. I mean, yeah, there's something to that. But, I mean, when you're wanting to skate around at 30 miles an hour, you don't want to rip your nose off, I guess, is the is the best way to put it.
Yep, that's true. You know, north of us in Jackson, they do have a youth hockey program, but they also have the indoor rink where the Moose play. Sectional there at Snow King, and they've got a great youth hockey program. There's a lot of kids that play up there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. That's where I work with Silver Star. I work up there in Jackson, and I see kids hauling their hockey bags off the school bus as they're going into Snow King, and they you know, everybody's talking about it. It's, you see the stickers on the back of the cars. If you have the facility for it, I think everybody's all, you know, ready to jump on and play.
Yeah, so there you go. That's a great advertisement. Everyone sign your kids up for some Jackson youth hockey.
Well, and it seems like it would be a fun, I don't know, like you said, it's got to be kind of a cultural thing. You got to kind of grow it within your own house, which you do. It's fun because you've got kids that have come up and through and helped us at SVI, and you've got a daughter, Alicia. I don't mean to bring her up without asking first, but it's fun when she doesn't hardly ever talk when we're driving, but then once in a while we'll bring up hockey, and you can tell that is a passion in your house. It's just neat to see. It's like, oh, I've got something to say about this, and it's kind of fun to see how that goes. So yeah, it kind of has to grow at the house level, I suppose.
It does. We love it as a family. We sit down and watch hockey games, you know, all together, and it's fun to come home at the end of the work day, and you know, my kids will be like, "Hey, did you see so and so, you know, this team won, or did you see the dad, Penguins are down, it's second period. Are we gonna watch the game?" You know, so yeah, it's fun.
Well, speaking of which, let's kind of look at a snapshot and of this season so far, because I mean, heck,
where did the Bruins come from?
We're like halfway through the season, more than halfway through the season. We're right about halfway.
Not quite to halfway, not quite. But just the
your thoughts
good
on
nose hair away.
But both of you guys, your thoughts on where we are, and yeah, you said there's some surprises, and of course the Avs winning it last year, which I thought was super cool.
See, where we are is that they should go ahead and throw this season away. This one doesn't count. no, but I think one of the big stories here is the big surprise teams. Maybe you saw it coming. Maybe you're more in depth than I am, but the Bruins and the Devils, to me, both screamed at the top of their lungs, "All right, well, the Devils will probably miss the playoffs. The Bruins will be a 3 seed in their division. I don't know. Oh, look at that. The Bruins are the best team in all of hockey." 4 losses? We're almost halfway through the season. 4 losses?
Yeah, 30-4.
Where did Boston come from?
I didn't see them climbing that high this early in the season. They've always been a strong team, very competitive, very physical team. When I watch them play, it's like, man, they are good. But this year, I mean, they've even got some injuries. Some of their top players are out, but they're still, like you said, 4 losses. I mean,
as long as the Pasternak Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee commercials are still airing, there is still power in the Boston Bruins.
That's true.
It's just interesting, though. They're really, maybe even more than other sports, professional hockey seems to really rely on chemistry and maybe just that special, I don't know, something special that's going on each particular season. Because last year, it really did feel like it was the Avs' year, and it turned out to be that way. And at the end of the season, they looked invincible. You watch what they did and the players they had. Well, now the Avs are 19-15, and not to say that they're playing bad, but it's just from one year to the next. It's a whole different kettle of fish.
It is, and you have to look at it also long term. Some of these teams are like, all right, what can we do to get to the playoffs this year? Not necessarily looking at next year or 3 years down the road. Then you've got other teams that are saying, all right, we want to make the playoffs for the next 4 years. So we're going to sign some big players, and we're going to try and keep them on our roster. Like Pittsburgh did that. They were able to re-sign Evgeny Malkin. They were able to re-sign Chris Letang. Those three have been playing together for 17 years, the longest in NHL history. So they're looking, all right, you know, not only this year, but a couple years down the road. Boston is a team that's like, you know, they're coming up to the end of some of their contracts, and they're like, you know, I think they're pushing hard right now. The Avalanche, they still have a very deep roster. I can see them making the playoffs this year too, even though, you know, they don't have the best record right now. They could still do it.
Colorado just has always been so fast since they got McKinnon.
Yes.
And that is just I do have to chuckle, though, about the fact that the Blues are on the outside looking in.
So there always seems to be that, too. There's certain teams you don't like down. Who grinds your gears?
You know, being a Pittsburgh fan, I hate Philadelphia. New Jersey, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Red Devils. They've got a good team. There's just some, for me, there's some players that I don't like more than teams. They've been with teams. They're just such physical players, and I see sometimes they're just out to get other people. And so when they come onto a team, and that happened with Philadelphia when they had P.K. Subban on there, and I'm like, dude, that guy's just a bruiser.
I used to tell Blues fans that I thought Ryan Reeves was nothing more than a waste of a roster spot, but for some reason they all loved that guy. I'm like, but he punches people in the face. Waste of a player.
But it's hockey, you know. It's you know, you got those goons out there that sometimes that's all they do is want to create some trouble, and it's exciting at times, but other times it does, like Dal said, it grinds my gears.
So, Dal, and boy, we could go the whole show talking about this, but we kind of wrap things up. But your nearly mid-season picks. Who's your picks right now? If we said you have to pick the Stanley Cup Finals, who is it right now?
Can't ignore Boston, Carolina Hurricanes. They're sitting pretty right now. They're good. Dallas. The Dallas Stars, they're sitting good. I would love to see the playoffs go through Toronto with the Maple Leafs. That would be amazing. That is a tough place to play, especially for the finals.
Poor Toronto fans.
Just one more quick question. How much of that do you feel? Because what I'm talking about is the drought. The drought for a Canadian team to hoist the cup. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think that weighs on those franchises? Because let's be honest, it's Canada's national sport, but it's been a long time since a Canadian team has won it.
It has been. I don't think the drought is. It's hard to say being down here in the, you know, Canada's
in the 48.
We keep stealing all their players is what's happening.
Yeah, but there's a tradition in Canada, and I think just playing hockey is part of that tradition, whether you have a cup or not.
Oh, for sure.
And that's, you know, they've got some intense fans. I love watching Hockey Night in Canada when they're, you know, that's what they broadcast is their Wednesday Hockey Night. And, you know, when they have those games broadcast, they're good games.
Dal, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention? I know we kind of threw a lot at you.
No, you know what? It's a great year. It's been fun to watch the Seattle Kraken being the newest expansion team. They didn't start out as strong as the Golden Knights did as an expansion team, but they're...
Well, who could?
Right. Yeah. But they're doing okay this year, better than last year. So it'll be great next year to see the Winter Classic in Seattle and see the Kraken play the Golden Knights.
With rain.
Hey, it's better than it was a couple years ago when they had the Stadium Series. They had a game in L.A., and it was like 60 degrees outside.
Oh, right.
But they still were able to keep that ice.
Sloppiest ice in history.
Bring it out here. Stuff. Bring it out here to Western Wyoming. We'll find a patch out.
Where's
the sagebrush?
What's the small town you joked on our podcast that you always used to put your fictional teams in video games?
Oh, that's just where I'm from, Fairview.
Fairview.
Yeah, there we go.
Stadium Series in Fairview. Put it. Let's get it going.
Put it at the Box H.
Put it at the Box H. Let's put it in Laramie.
Yeah. That'd be fun. That'd be fun. Well, Dal, thank you so much for coming on with us, and we hope to have you on again. And good luck to your Penguins.
Thank you very much.